presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders got first place in Nevada's Democratic caucus over the weekend, but at least one precinct in Reno had Spanish translation issues. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has the details.
For the first time, the Nevada State Democratic Party made it possible for caucus participants to fill out presidential preference cards in Spanish and Tagalog, in addition to English. But some Latino voters at Hug High School in Reno were still confused because they did not provide an in-person Spanish interpreter. The young woman speaking in Spanish is Melanie Sanchez. She was an observer who ended up providing Spanish translation on the fly.
This process is very confusing, and they don't make it easier, and especially if you're not like a native English speaker, they don't make this process easy. If I could help someone make the process a little bit easier, I'm happy to do that.
Sanchez was born in Mexico and can't vote, but she says that if the party is serious about including the Latino voice in this election, they need to make more accommodations for non-English speakers. Brandon Munoz was also there. He's an 18-year-old, first-time voter, and a proud son to immigrant parents. While caucusing at his alma mater, he thought about his parents who are undocumented.
I feel strongly that it's a big part in my part to make their voices count too.
Munoz says the Latino community has been living in fear, which he believes was caused by the Trump administration after anti-immigration statements were made by the president. Just a few miles away at the University of Nevada, Reno, my colleague Lucia Starbuck covered the caucus over there, and I'll let her take it from here.
Yeah, so at UNR, there are mostly young voters between the ages of 18 and 24. They were packed into an auditorium at UNR where the mood was light and optimistic. Strangers sat at long, curved tables and chatted about what a Bernie Sanders presidency would look like. Brian Rodriguez is a 24-year-old pre-nursing major at UNR who supported Sanders. He also caucused for Sanders in 2016 because of his stance on immigration reform.
Both my parents are from Mexico. My dad is a citizen. He was naturalized. And my mom has her green card, and she wants to become a citizen. But that whole process, it's difficult for her to go through because she doesn't speak English.
Another supporter is 18-year-old Henry Dalton. He likes Sanders' climate change proposals, like cutting fossil fuels.
It's my future, and it's everybody's future who exists on the planet currently.
There were 7 precincts at this caucus site, and Sanders was viable in all 7. While he racked up delegates, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar also nabbed a handful. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
And I'm Stephanie Serrano.